ole Logan Project e pe ona ta wat momua o se ata fa matala e luoni ona vaenga ma ole ama faiona e mai mo yai le pole so luo le vasene i lungo le ala ata le SBS 1 ole aso sa fatala na ole so sa fatala no ai le tato pokrame e se tasi o fatonu le nei ata fa matala i le nga luenga fita na feanga i malato ya ai pena mafuofo i se a ona a ese to fae faya se por kalamitaua. O le fatala noanga la o lo ilinga ngana Britania ona o le tamaita ilo fatala noina. Ai ai nei tamari sa molo tau la mua ili ni yata e peila vao stasio tina e swafa ya rona le ofa le aulo o au mawai nei i Logan, Queenslandi. Ele i mawa se avano e fatala no ai rona ele tato po kalame ona o lo fai malanga e se atumale tenu. E le pose lilo o Logan o se tasi o vai panoa i Queenslandi e fai lava si tu atele o le mamalo le tatu tunu e au mawai i ama papa awai foi. Mai le taumate o le a e mai mo i ai le tu atele o i la atou i le televise i le pole a solua lo lumana i nei. Ai, ele le anu isi mela o faa fonga o se tasi o faa tonu o le por kalame o Rani Jaleia o ia lea sa fia ngai mal tuk faa tisio le nei faa moe moe na mawa atu i eise avano le tatu por kalame. Ile so.
Lo watunuu, lautala noanga, SBS Samoan.
Why was Logan Project created?
Well, thanks for having me on the show. So I came on to the Logan Project. We started filming in about March last year. It's basically about an event that the Queensland Music Festival runs, where it goes into different communities throughout Queensland and generates a musical in the community based on the community and made by the community. So it's quite a unique thing that they do. And they were going into the city of Logan, which has had a pretty, I guess you would say, troubled history of how it's been represented in the media. And it's also one of the most multicultural areas in Australia. And it was just a really interesting opportunity to go in and document the journey of these different people in the community to come together from all their different backgrounds and to create a story and music around their lives and their experiences.
I started filming in March last year. And what were some of the challenges that you went through as you were doing your production and all that?
Well, we started filming right when the auditions started, and I guess it became very clear that this was a very large-scale production that the Queensland Music Festival were hoping to pull off. So what we realised quite quickly was that they wanted to have about 700 people in the musical, and it was going to be a long process of casting and then, you know, a decent amount of time of rehearsing. So, and then the show eventually went on in August. And I think maybe one of the hardest things with any of these types of projects is, I guess, finding the right people to follow. And within that, in many ways, there were so many people, but it was also finding the right mix of stories because we wanted to, you know, tell a broad spectrum of the community. And we were really lucky, I guess, in terms of the people that we did find, because I immediately was struck by their talent. Many of them are just really amazing singers and songwriters, but also their stories, which were quite inspiring. Mm. And many of them had overcome a lot of difficulties, and they all had, many of them had a very interesting relationship with music and the role of music in their lives.
It's a two-part documentary, as you said. The first part will be aired on Tuesday night, which is Australian Day. What's the rest of the program?
SBS has decided to air them both on that night, back-to-back, okay. Which is really great, I guess, because it means that you can see the whole event unfold from beginning to end. So, yeah, that I'm really kind of glad they did that too, because, you know, Australia Day raises a lot of issues in some ways, and we have a lot of fantastic Indigenous people who are involved in it, but you know, it's also, I think, partially the documentary coming out on Australia Day is a way to talk about modern day Australia and multiculturalism and the way that we can maybe connect more.
So with all that time that you spent with different cultures and different people, what's your experience?
Well, mostly I just found it really inspiring and exciting to kind of go into people's worlds and see a bit of their world and also see what happens when all these different cultures come together as well, which I think is what the Queensland Music Festival was able to achieve so successfully, because it's about overlapping and it's about coming together and cooperating. And, you know, perhaps one of the really most amazing examples of that is the Yugambeh people, who are the local people of the Logan area, have reinterpreted the national anthem. It's quite an amazing featured moment in the final show. And they basically took the national anthem, Advance Australia Fair, and they translated it into Yugambeh. But then what they did is they translated it back, and it kind of changed the English. So when it got translated back into English, this amazing thing happened to the words, and Advance Australia Fair became Rise Up Beautiful Country. And it's quite a poignant phrase. And when they sing the song and you hear the story behind the song, and what ended up happening is that a non-Indigenous girl, Tiana, sings it in Yugambeh, and an Indigenous girl, Manu, sings it in the English translation. And there's something just very powerful about that coming together and that sharing of that song that I found really affecting. So, yeah.
Sounds very exciting. So we'll be looking forward to watching it on Tuesday night. Is there going to be another project coming up?
Oh, let's hope so. Yeah.
Congratulations. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.